Thank you, Mr. Ambassador, and let me first of all express my gratitude, indeed my admiration, for the panelists for their extremely rich statements and contributions. Let me ask the following question. In assessing the sustainability of debt and thus the interest rate, public lenders, rating agencies, international financial institutions, private creditors take into account essentially two parameters. One is the level of the annual public deficit and the total public debt, and the second is the GDP of the country and whether its growth will be sufficient to make the reimbursement sustainable. However, social investments in healthcare, in education, in improving the quality of the workforce may be costly in the short term, but is an essential condition for long-term prosperity of the country. An OECD study from 2022, for example, considers, based on a review of 27 European countries, that lack of action on child poverty costs an annual 3.4% of the GDP to the countries. And so this, of course, raises two questions. First of all, a human rights issue. The Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights adopted in July 2016 a statement, Public Debt, Austerity Measures, and the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights, emphasizing the human rights duties of lenders. But the second question is economic. How can the need for social investment for long-term prosperity be taken into account by the lenders? And can the revision of the system of national accounts in 2025, which will revise the way GDP is calculated that dates from 2008 in its last revision, is this, in your view, an opportunity to improve how the lenders assess the debt sustainability? Thank you.